Locker room chats are back here. First time in 2026. The high school basketball season really in full swing now. We got Dusty Thompson, Centralia girls basketball coach, joining us here for a few minutes. Brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System, and Helena Agra Enterprise. Coach, holiday break, it always goes by quick. You don't get a ton of time with that extra practice availability, but three games since the break. You guys have played three games in about a 4 or 5 day stretch here since we got to the new year. Let's start with the game January 2nd against Clifton Clyde. Clifton Clyde, always a good team. 40-29, you guys get the win. Let's get your thoughts there.
You know, the girls, you could tell, was a little rusty coming back from the break, I thought. We got a lot of shots up. We just didn't make a ton of them, you know, and I think a lot of it was they set in the zone and they gave us shots, and we didn't do a very good job of moving the ball and being ready to shoot it when it come back. We just shot it because nobody was guarding us. So, you know, we struggled a little bit shooting the ball, but the girls continue to play hard and get better at some things, and you know, we come out with a win when it was over.
Yeah, and you look at just how things went before the break. You saw two very good teams, some top-tier contenders in Silver Lake and Valley Heights. So coming out of that break, getting that first win, probably had to feel good. And then you go back-to-back this week, Monday and Tuesday, 55-42 victory at home against Marysville. You follow that up Tuesday night with a win against Onega in league play, 58-26. So picking up some steam here as we're getting going in 2026.
Yeah, they are, you know, and they move the ball better and things like that. But really, I think we're starting to figure out the individuals, you know, what their identity is. What do they do to make this team better? And we're getting better at that part of it right now. You know, the girls are starting to find their role and fall into that role and, you know, getting better and better each night.
How nice was it to get Tava Gibbs back? I know she missed some time early, but obviously a big key in the lineup for you.
She is, you know, she brings an extra spark in there and some more rebounding and stuff. And I think the girls, you know, with her, finding your role again becomes easier because everybody's role is a little more set in stone. You're not asked to do quite so much. You know, we had girls playing 28, 30 minutes before break that haven't played 15 or 16 minutes in a ball game before. So, you know, getting her back in some depth just makes a big difference.
All right, Coach, you get Washington County on Friday. That game is going to be at home. You know, this Washington County team, they played multiple games over the break. You know, a couple TVL teams, you know, played in this holiday classic, playing some teams, maybe some unfamiliar teams. So they really didn't have much of a break. They've already played 11 games, this Washington County team. Most recently, they lost to Lynn on Tuesday night, 61-17. But what can you tell us about Washington County and just trying to keep your momentum rolling on Friday night?
Oh, they'll be scrappy, you know. I think they're kind of in the same boat. They had some seniors graduate and trying to figure out what makes them better. And you know, for us, it's just we've been talking, taking one game at a time and not looking ahead, and just each night trying to find something that makes us a little bit better than we were the night before. You know, individually and as a team, both aspects of it.
Well, there it is. That is Dusty Thompson, Centralia girls basketball coach, joining us here today. It's the first locker room chat, of course, in conversation with the coach here in 2026. Again, good momentum right now for Centralia. Three straight wins out of the break, trying to keep that momentum rolling on Friday night at home against Washington County. Coach, thanks again for all the time. We really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good, Brandon. Thank you.